Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Let me lay down. Hello, and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. Thank you so much for tuning in to Expressing You. This is a show about feeling your way into wholeness for men and women. Processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. If you give yourself permission to feel everything, giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. There is no need, because all feelings want to be acknowledged. They want to be heard. And by doing the investigative process, you will honor that. You can find out more about the investigative process by going to CorneliaDengel.com. There's an article there under Emotions 101. And then there's the processing technique, and it's free. And it's a fabulous tool for you to start the inner dialogue with yourself. So, I want to give a very special thank you today to the Authentic You Media Network, which is created by Michelle Arbeau. Thank you so much, Michelle, for creating this wonderful platform that we can play in so that we can have a stage, right, and be the change that we want to see in the world. Thank you to the Authentic Media Network. I invite you to sit back, listen, and take notes. And you may also call in and ask a question at 1-877-296-0345. You may have a question about feeling stuck in a relationship or you're feeling upset. I know that there's like a lot of emotional things going on with people right now, and you don't know what your feeling is attached to, or you'd like to receive some clarity. Please feel free to call in. On today's show, we are focusing and exposing the core wound, shame. Shame is a big one. And my guest today is Lorna Gale. Her passion is to support individuals in feeling at home in their body, learning ways to access the voice and wisdom of their body, and living erotically alive and sexually whole. Lorna brings a love of learning, a gift for teaching, and a passion for sexual wholeness to her work as a somatic sex educator. She has over 20 years of experience in the field of education and has an ongoing commitment to her personal and professional erotic learning. When you hear Lorna speak, you will know that her passion for this work comes from her heart, her body, and her own experience, and her deep passion for people to know their own wholeness through their sexuality. Lorna is also a very good friend of mine, and I am so delighted to have her here on the show today. Welcome, Lorna. Thank you for being here.
Cornelia, thank you so much. It is truly an honor and a joy to be here with you and sharing with you in this experience and connecting with those people who are listening. So hello to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the work that you do. And thank you for saying yes to your passion. This is so important. This is such important work that you're doing to fall in love with our bodies and clear and heal the shame that we have around our bodies. And so Before we go into the conversation, I just wanted to welcome you on, Lorna, and just kind of have you sit and hold space for me as I share a few things. But I would like to share with the audience today a little bit about how you and I met and how you and I know each other, right?
Okay,
because
perfect.
Really, we've come full circle, you and I.
Yes, yes.
Yes, and we met, I think it was about 5 years ago. We were at the, we were introduced through an organization that's called HUB, Humanity Unites Brilliance, in Vancouver, BC, right? When we also discovered that we both had just taken the Passion Test facilitation, and both of us were in the same space. You know, we were looking for passion in our life. We were looking to change our lives. And we've witnessed each other now in these last 5 years as we've both stepped into and living and expressing what it is that we're passionate about, doing work that we love, supporting others in their transformational process. And your powerful work as a somatic sex educator has you really stepped into this now, and you're sharing your work out now, out in the open with the world. And my transformational empowerment work, developing and clearing the core wounding of humanity as we step into a life of freedom, free from pain, free from fear, right? And so I just want to honor you, Lorna, for being here today. I'm so grateful that we have this experience to share, and now we get to share our gift with others. And so the core wound that we're going to expose today and love free and illuminate is the core wound shame. Shame is the lowest vibrational frequency on the planet. Shame vibrates even lower than fear. Think about a person that is full of shame. How are they seen in the world? And how does that person show up? Are they living their joy? Think about how many times throughout our upbringing we have been told, shame on you. You should be ashamed of yourself. When you got in trouble by your parents. Or even sometimes people would say it for fun, like, oh, shame on you. Right? How much shame we have around our bodies, our families, our stories, our conditioning. And by healing and loving free this core wound, this is going to make a huge space in your life. And I remember when I really got to the core of this core wound for myself, that was back in October of 2008. I had just finished my training with the Passion Test certification, and I was on my way back to Germany, where I was born and raised. I came to this country when I was 13 years old, and I had not gone back to Germany for 32 years, and this was my first time going back home. And after I had come back from my trip, you know, from after I'd gone over to Germany, my cousin had taken me around all the places that I had lived as a child, and all the memories came back, you know, like this house where we lived in this house, right? You know, all the memories came back about how much shame I felt when I was living there, where in this house I was sexually abused as a child. And, you know, my mother was an alcoholic woman, and we were always moving from place to place, and I never felt safe, right? And my mom, who was also in an interracial relationship, which, you know, made it a double whammy even at that time, because, you know, the racism card was always being played at that time too. So just like more shame, right? And when I came back home from Germany, back in 2008, after that 1 month trip when I was over there, it took me 2 months to remove. I felt like I had tar on the outside of my body, like it was coming from the inside out. That's how thick it felt. this shame, that this tar that I felt like that I needed to clear. And this core wound was at that time was then being exposed for me for healing, so that I can move beyond that and really move into a place of wholeness. We have so much shame following us around. And that's why, Lorna, I'm so grateful for the work you do, because we have a lot of shame around our bodies and our sexuality. And I know that you're going to be shedding a lot of light on this with us as well. And I want to let our listeners know that you're going to be a recurring guest every second Friday of the month. And so that we can really illuminate and bring healing to our sexuality and our beautiful bodies and really step into this wholeness. And one of your favorite words, Lorna, that I've heard you say or sentences is, how much do we dare to feel, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much do we dare to feel? And so before we go into the discussion, a friend of mine had sent me a picture that he took from a billboard. He knew about the show that we were having today, and he said he just could not resist sending this to me. I know you're going to crack up when you hear this. And this billboard was right outside a church, and the name of the church is called Sacred Heart Church, okay?
Okay.
It's a Catholic
yeah.
church, and on the billboard it said this: is touching yourself worth an eternity in hell?
Oh, wow. Wow.
And underneath it, it says, he sent me the picture of it. It says, is touching yourself worth an eternity in hell? And underneath it, it says, yes, it is. That's just,
wow.
Oh, goodness, wow. goodness. Isn't that something?
Wow. Yeah.
So you, Lorna, as a somatic sex educator, you know, this is that's quite an interesting word, you know, somatic sex educator. This isn't something that's typically offered as a career option out there, right? So
right.
could you give us a little bit of background and tell us how you got started in this line of work and really why you're so passionate about this?
I would thank you. Thank you for such a beautiful welcome. And, you know, that quote that was shared is just so, I think it's in many ways very pervasive and even when we aren't aware of it. How I came to this work. So somatic meaning coming from the whole piece about connecting into the body from what we're feeling from an emotional perspective and a physical perspective. And as a somatic sex educator, I'm working with, the thoughts and the feelings. But more than that, it's working directly with the body. So being able to touch the body and be able to support sometimes that body memory that is held in there. And as Cornelia, you've said in such a beautiful way, is that shame is such a core wound. I came to this work through my own midlife sexual awakening. I too grew up in a church, and you know, with all the beauty that happens in a religious setting, one of the things that I took on was the idea and the belief that through the idea that I'm supposed to save myself for marriage. Therefore, somehow I took on the idea that my sexuality doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my marriage, belongs to my husband. And so I did not even connect with myself sexually. I was aware of different sensations and things like that, but I did not touch myself. And so I never really got a chance to really find out about myself. And in my marriage, you know, just really trying to figure out how to really access this energy, this life force energy that was just happening, you know, in our intimate times. And, my loving, beautiful husband, 5 years into our marriage, he said, find out what makes you feel good so you can tell me. And I'm a really good learner, but in this case, I was really slow. It only took me 20 years to start exploring that. So when I was 42, so I'm 50 now, when I was 42.
And Lorna, do you think that was because you know, it took you 20 years or whatever. Do you think it had to do with your conditioning and the shame around it?
I would absolutely. And what was the crucial thing that really revealed that to me, Cornelia, was three and a half years ago, and I really started to awaken to myself more. And when I was 42, I actually hired a self-pleasuring, a masturbation coach to really be able to support me in getting in touch with my body and my sexuality. And it was a beautiful life-turning pivotal point for me. About 3.5 years ago, I'd heard about the yoga of sex and sexological body work, and I felt moved to enroll in that. I was in part of the curriculum. The first courses or the first part of the curriculum are actually to start a self-pleasuring, a self-love solo sex practice, where every day to pick a practice of self-connection, self-love, and to go through that at least 7 days, but even up to 30 days and more. And so I chose the one to be able to look in the mirror and to do my self-pleasuring in front of the mirror. So there I was, propped up in front of the mirror against the bed, and I looked at this body, and people to look at my body would say, "Wow, that's a really nice body." When I looked in the mirror, all I could do was just feel such disgust and shame and self-loathing and the dirtiness of this body. And I sat there for 5 days of my practice and cried and cried and sobbed. What it almost came down to was the shame that I even existed. That's how deep it went. And when I could really get to the core of that, and touch deeply into that, through really feeling that at an emotional, level, then I was able to start coming out of that and to be able to start to touch myself. That was in November of, 3.5 years ago. And, that December, I remember after going through my practice that, I remember, my husband was laying in bed beside me, and there I remember reaching down and touching my hand and just putting it on my genitals, just resting it there. And there was just this, wow, this is so clean. And it wasn't a matter of being physically, needing to be washed. It was just the pureness, the beauty of this sexual erotic nature of this body and this body itself. And that, for me, it was an absolutely literal 180 transformational instantaneous thing. And from that moment, it was, I enrolled in the sexological bodywork training. And for this entire time, I have been immersed in that, of taking the trainings and working with clients. And I now teach sexological bodywork. It's become such a natural thing to talk about sexuality and eroticism. And to, as you read in my introduction, I'm just that committed to that ongoing erotic learning and practice in my professional and in my personal life. So that's a little snippet of how I got into this.
Yeah, and the more that you talk about it and the emotion that comes through you and the passion that comes through you when you talk about it, I feel it inside my body, because really that's what we all want. We all want that, but we've been conditioned so much with fear, judgment, and shame that it's not okay. I mean, when you think about it, right, out there, I think that the sex industry is one of the highest money-making industries there is. It's a huge industry. But on the opposite end of that, all the abuse that's going on behind the scenes, too, is on the opposite end of that. And I think that I feel that if we embrace our sexuality more and we educate as you're doing, and we self-pleasure and we learn how to get in touch with our body without feeling shame or fear, because really the truth is we're doing it anyway. We're just doing it in a different way. We're doing it in a disconnected way, through pornos and all these other ways. But doing it in a conscious way is what I want to say, right? Bringing our consciousness to it and our love and put our heart into it. And, I bet that, as we continue to move forward in this, and as we, more people awaken in this, that, the sexual abuse piece will change because of it.
Mm-hmm. 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 Absolutely. And one of the things that I have, and one of the things that I love about the work that you and I are each doing, Cornelia, is the piece about how we're using our different components, me with Eros, with the erotic, you with the emotional piece, and you know that they're not disconnected, they're certainly there, but what we're both doing is really supporting people in knowing their wholeness, knowing our wholeness through this. And that's where, for me, another term that I use is the shroud of shame, is that we have this, we operate from this shame-based thing, but to realize that it's really just a shroud that we've been encased in through beliefs, to be able to let that go and to really now come into this place, this experience, and the exploration of our wholeness.
And this is the reason why I asked you to be a recurring guest, because that's what this show is about, really. Mm-hmm. It's about, you know, living in wholeness, you know, because part of my full circle process, as you know, I'm coming from this place now, from living in wholeness. I have learned how to, process my fear and clear those core wounds and really know how to identify my feelings and give a voice to my feelings, you know, go from that deep emotional place. Because that's the thing. A lot of people are afraid to feel their feelings. They're afraid to feel their emotions because they're afraid to feel pain. But they're keeping pain there instead of diving into it and feeling it fully, which really this is the process that then will allow them. Because the thing is that when you dive in and you really feel it, that right there is going to bring the healing to it, you know, that's when the healing takes place, because the pain, the feeling, the hurt wants to be acknowledged. It wants to be loved.
Yes. Yes.
It wants to be loved.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you know, now that we're, you know, talking about this sexual piece, you know, even the word erotic really brings up a ton of stuff for people, you know. It really brings up, you know, people, when you hear erotic, you think, porno, you know, blah, blah, blah. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I would love to. Yes, and the way that I use the word erotic is based on the whole thing of the Eros, that life force energy that flows, and that is basically the fuel of life, the just the source of life. And it, you know, coming back to the whole thing of what do we all come from? We came from sex. That's how we were created. And so the whole piece about even, you know, that it being shameful is kind of like it's almost bizarre in some ways, you know, but to be able to really look at the truth of that. So the erotic is what I look at is from that life force energy that is just where we just feel alive. That's where the whole juice is flowing, where the life force is really engaged and happening. And then from the sexual part of things is and the way that I use it in my practice and talk about it when I teach is that then the sexual is how do we then engage that erotic energy. And in my practice, one of the sessions that I was having with a client, and she said after several sessions, she said, because I'm not sexual with my clients, I support them in their erotic awakening and their erotic explorations. And she said, I finally get it, the difference between erotic and sexual. Very different. And yet we sometimes use them interchangeably. So that's just how I use those words.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that's a really good explanation of that. So, Lorna, just because, you know, we are like 30 minutes, you know, this show goes by so fast before we even get really deep into the juice, it's over.
Yeah.
So I just want to make sure that we can acknowledge where people can find you. Can you let us know where they can find out more about your work?
Absolutely. I've got my beautiful new website up with thanks to my business team member, Ezra. And it is called LornaGale.com. So just LornaGale.com. Yeah. And on there, there's ways to be able to contact me. There's a phone number. There's email address. There's Facebook. Lots of different ways to get a little bit of a piece about what I do and who I am. And I offer also a 30-minute complimentary consultation for people to be able to find out if working with me is something that feels like a fit. I certainly work locally here in my private practice. And then also because of the work that I do, there's such a range of things that I can do globally through Skype, through phone. So lots of opportunity there for people to connect.
That's so great. We've got a lot of technology, really being able to take our world globally, and we don't even have to leave our home. I just love that piece. People can find my work at CorneliaDenchel.com, and there's an article there about there's an article there about Motions 101, and then there's the free processing technique, and then also all the different coaching work that I do. So I want to talk about, we have just a few minutes left. You're going to be coming back, you know, because we're going to be introducing a new way of living with our bodies and how we use our body to feel more sensual and really being able to fall in love, feeling deserving and exploring our sexuality. That's going to be our theme, an ongoing theme that we'll dive into. And this is going to be here, this is going to happen the second Friday of every month at 4 o'clock, and you're going to help us do that so that we can set up a regular practice, a regular intimate relationship with our bodies, because our bodies are ready for that. We want that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so for today, I was thinking that maybe you could give us just one or two things that we can start with this month until you come back the second Friday of next month of something that we can do.
Oh, lovely. This is perfect. There's all kinds of different things, and I certainly know that as we continue and get into things more, we're going to be really using breath a lot. And so I'm going to come back to that. What I'm going to invite everybody today is two different things I'm going to offer you. Is number one, there's different ways that we can touch. And I'm just talking even when we're doing our own day-to-day things, not even when we're involved with somebody else. And sometimes touch is very functional. You know, we're brushing our teeth, we're brushing our hair, you know, putting our clothes on, taking our socks off, those kinds of things. And so what I'm going to do is encourage people to actually slow it down. To when you're brushing your teeth, to even feel, you know, the toothbrush on your gums. So moving from the functional into an awareness of the body and the sensation that's happening. When you're taking off your clothes, you know, slow that down and, you know, what is it like as the item of clothing is, you know, caressing and touching over your arms or over your hair. So just all those sensations that are there just allow us to connect into our bodies. And sometimes, especially in our culture where, you know, go, 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 fast, 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 that sometimes the going fast is a way to keep from feeling. So as Cornelia mentioned, the piece about, you know, how much do you dare to feel is slow down. And when you think you're going slow, go even slower.
So oh, I love
one that. Of the things. Yeah, it's just a simple thing that you're not dependent on anybody else, and you can do wherever you are. And the second thing that I would offer is just a very, very simple thing. I love the fact that for most people, our hands are this perfect length that when you put them together, they actually land right on our genitals. And so to be able to, I don't think that's any accident at all. So to be able to take time, maybe first thing in the morning or when you're laying in bed, and just put your hands together and just rest them on your genitals. It's not about stimulation. It's not about arousal. It's not about trying to make anything happen. But even if it's for 1 or 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, just rest your hands there and allow your body to feel what it feels. Emotions may come up. Let them come up. And just see how much you can feel into the space of all that arises as you start to, in this place of awareness, connect with the wholeness of who you are as an erotic being.
That's beautiful, Lorna. That's so beautiful. You know, I'm sure that as we practice this, there's definitely things that's going to come up for people. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you'll call that people will call in and share their experiences if they like, or just be in private, which is fine too. So if people can find out more about your work at lornagale.com, right?
Yes.
Is it lornagale.com?
Yes.
Great.
Lornagale.com.
And be sure to tune in next week when we will be here again with Janet Hickox, our astrologer, and we're going to be talking about relationships. And I think that Valentine's Day is the day before, and so we're going to be focusing on relationships, and we'll even do some examples for some charts that people, if they want to send in their birthdays, and we'll be able to do some examples for them as well. Lorna, thank you so much for being here, and thank you a thousand times for the work that you're doing for all of us. I really, really appreciate you, and I look forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to being back with you again and all of our guests. Yes.
Thank you so much, and see you next month.
Yes. Bye for now.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.